Yo. The last episode was really bad, audio-wise. So I'm hoping that this one's better. I don't even know if you can still hear me or not. I'm driving again. Probably shouldn't be driving. Again, very awkward for me. I don't. Should probably update you on how I've been doing these past 2 years, but I don't know if that's necessary. Really? It was just an idea. I'm like, hey, I should probably do an update, but I don't really know if there is an update to do. Now I'm getting self-conscious, god damn it. So awkward for me, I don't know why. Yeah, I don't even remember where I last left off 2 years ago. I can't even believe it's been 2 years. Yeah, I've just been doing a lot of the same thing and at the same time doing a lot of different things. But internally, like in my head, been finding out a lot about myself recently. I kind of had this boon the past couple months where before then it was kind of like a lull, like I didn't even know what I was doing, and then the past couple months were like, oh my god, revelation after revelation, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, wow, that's me. Wow, that I'm that person. Wow, I actually do that. Wow. Oof. Oof. So yeah, that's been my past 2 years, honestly. Very slow steps, but each step feels good. Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, I'm moving just slowly, but each movement feels really good. I'm feeling better about talking out loud even now, so I feel like I'm getting somewhere. It just takes time. And I get impatient, and I feel like the world around me also gets impatient. Like, there's this subconscious message of, hey, hurry the fuck up. You're going too slow. Which, unfortunately, has been my MO pretty much my entire life, is just like, just take things slowly. Because it's just been better for me to do so. I like the pace that I'm going at. I feel like I'm more restrained or pressured to do things differently. And it would be nice to have more freedom. Or maybe the word I'm trying to use is acceptance for the way I'm trying to live my life. Every time I find something out about myself, I'm like, it feels good and awkward and awful all at the same time. Because it's like, the things I find out aren't that great, but I'm also happy that I found out about my not so great qualities. And it's also nice to know that I have the ability to discover them. It's reassuring. I just shrugged, but you can't see that because this is audio. But I shrugged, so I'm telling you so you know that I shrugged. I feel like I'm moving more externally, like people can see that I'm actually doing things more. I can see that I'm doing things more, and it's not just a whole moving in my own head and in my own space type of way, which is nice. Because for a long time, I thought, for the past 2 years, I was making these movements internally, but nothing was showing externally. So it always felt awful that I still couldn't do the things that I wanted to do physically, like out in the world. But I knew that there was something going on within me that was preventing me from doing so. And I knew that I had to work on that first. And at the same time, it was frustrating because I wanted to do those physical things, like talk to more people or do this podcast thing or make posts or draw, make videos again, all that stuff. You know, just get out there and be out there. I'm very recluse. And I don't really know if it's by choice. I don't know if it's by choice. Because I've never really given myself the chance to choose. I've always defaulted to no because I'm too scared. And I'm starting to feel like I'm finally starting to... That was redundant. I feel like I'm giving myself a yes after all these years. Giving myself a, hey, it's okay. And that's nice. I don't have to be scared of, hey, let's go do that. Or, hey, that sounds like fun. I could just, you know, indulge in those thoughts and those desires without as much anxiety and fear as I used to have. It's nice to feel like I'm growing on multiple fronts. Doing the do, as I do. And I still don't even know what this is, this podcast. I don't know, but I'm kind of vibing with it. I listened back on the previous episode, and I'm kind of liking the ambient car noise. It really fills in the empty space when I'm thinking about what to say next. I feel like this is a good thing, and this could be like a big thing, like a, I don't know. It just feels like something that I can do. Like, I can do this. And it's always been this conundrum for me about what I can do. Because I never really felt like I could do anything. Insert the I can do, did you ever feel, do you ever think that you can do anything meme audio. I'm probably not going to do that because I'm too lazy to plug that in, but like, I know I have to be on socials more. And I say have to with the feeling of want, and need at the same time. So I know I'm not forcing myself to be on socials because I feel like I have to. I'm saying I have to because I know that it's what I want to do and it's what I need to do what I want to do. And at the same time, I feel like I don't know how to do it. I'm just using the same words a lot. I don't know how to do it, like for TikTok. I know I need to be on there. I know I want to be on there. In the way of like making skits, like I said before, and all that. But I don't know how to be on there. In the same vein as like the last episode, I was gonna say yesterday. I was legit going to say yesterday, but that wasn't yesterday. I mean, for some of you, it might have been yesterday. The last episode, recording, entry, whatever this is, I didn't know how to talk. And I'm getting better at it now. I feel a lot more comfortable than the first time. And it feels like I know how to talk. Okay, that sounds like, well, obviously you've been talking all your life. Duh, you just talk. I'm like, yeah, I know, I need to just talk. But I feel like I know how to talk. I don't know if that makes any sense. But I feel like I know how to talk. Like, I know the words that need to be said, and I know how to say them, even if sometimes I don't know how to say them verbatim, like, actually say them. But I know, like, these are the words, and this is how the words need to be pronounced and said, and sometimes it doesn't come out that way. But I know how to do it. Or I know... Oh, this is getting confusing. I know what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. But for like TikTok, I don't know any of that. Like I can make a video, great. About what, for what, to what, who, to who. And it feels like, at least for this podcast thing, whatever, I don't have to worry about that in a way. Maybe I do. At the same time, I kind of feel like I could just talk and not think about target audience and this and that and planning. I could just, you know, talk into the mic and just talk. And that's nice. I thought I had to work tomorrow. I mean, I thought I didn't have to work tomorrow. I found out that I have to work tomorrow. So, that's not nice. That's not nice. I'm okay with it, though. I'm feeling pretty good, so I'm not too irked by it. But I do get irked when I have... Ugh. When I have plans and expectations, and then those expectations get ruined... Oof. I don't know what it is, man, but nothing turns me more sour than feeling like I have a whole day to myself, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna play video games, I'm gonna be in my PJs, I'm not gonna be bothered by anybody, I can eat whatever I want, you know? I can use the bathroom and not get knocks on the door. I can take a shower and not worry about spending an hour or two in the shower, because I spend hours in the shower. Don't judge me, but judge me, but don't judge me. I can poop in peace. You know? I can be loud. And then I have all this going for me, you know? I feel like my life is ahead of me. I've made it. And then 2 seconds after that expectation. Yeah, you can't do that. The whole, your whole day completely upheaved and upended. Distraught and disgruntled and disintegrated immediately in 2 seconds. And it sends me. It sends me into another planet that is just full of rage and frustration. Well, that was a tangent. What were we talking about? I don't remember. I hope you guys are going somewhere. I don't know why I said going, and I meant to say doing. I'm a little bit tired, so my words may be everywhere. Hopefully I'm not popping into the mic as I was last time. I'm using my phone mic, by the way. You probably noticed by now that it wasn't an actual quality mic. It's a phone mic. I'm on my phone right now. Don't be on your phone while you're driving, though. Do as I say, not as I do. But it's in the morning, so, you know, not too many cars. I am riffing, and this is maybe the most entertaining, chill, or the most boring and suffocating podcast you've probably ever heard and already stopped listening. Or was about to, and then I just made you laugh by referring to what you were about to do, and now you're continuing to listen as I refer to you continuing to listen. And now I'm imagining this scenario happening in actuality, and I'm just laughing to myself. Again, I have absolutely no idea what this podcast thing is about at all. Not even a little bit. But talking to the mic is nice. I feel like it's something that I can do. So I do. Hopefully I can find more things I can do that I don't feel like cringing after I post them or share them. I shrugged again. This is shrug number 2. Yeah. I kind of feel like saying more, but I don't know. I don't know what I want to say. I don't know. I don't really have a lot to say. Maybe I'll just cut myself off pre-post, post-post, after-post, in-post. Post-posting. That's my car telling me that I'm nearing the edge of a lane because it's anal about my driving. Wow. Okay, here's a topic. Haha. I don't understand why cars drive in low light without their headlights on. It's in the morning. The sun is barely out. It is cloudy. There is a lot of cloud cover, and this SUV does not have their headlights on. And for the life of me, I do not understand why they don't have their headlights on. I barely saw them. I'm safe, by the way. Okay, nothing happened to me. I just want to let you know. I'm still driving. One-handed. Probably not the safest. That's my fault, okay? I'll take that L. I will take that L. I'm vigilant. My eyes are peeled and plastered all over my windshield. Looking out for who knows what. Anything that come at me. Okay, I'm a hawk. Caw-caw. And I have my headlights on. I have my headlights on. It just baffles me. Like, bro, your headlights are not on and you're in low light and you're driving. Please. I barely saw you. Barely saw you. Okay? And I'm, you know, I have glasses. So my eyesight's pretty not good. But I would say that I'm pretty good. I have a pretty good reaction time. I'm pretty snappy. I'm a snappy wappy. I'm in it, okay? I'm not senile yet. I just, you know, it's a turn of your little knob thing on the side of your wheel that I don't know what it's called, but it has all the lights, signals, and doodads and stuff. It says INT, which for me, to be fair and to be honest, I equate to intelligence, because I like video games and stats. I don't like stats, but I like stats in video games. I don't like stats in video games too much, but when the stat is make thing go boom if you increase number, then I like stats a lot. Also, if the stat says make you go fast if increased number, then I like that stat as well. So when I see INT, I think intelligence. And to be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea what INT means on the little knob thing next to the wheel. All I know is that you have to turn it upwards and the lights are on. And when you turn it downwards, wow, I just realized that that's the wrong one. I'm gonna... This is the end of the podcast. Goodbye.